morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Storm has passed.
这个暴风雨已经过去。
We are still here today.
我们今天还在这里。
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
因为主他是我的牧者。
One time, there's a Christian who strike up a conversation with a very rich man.
有一次，一个基督徒跟一个很富有的人开始交谈。
Says, Sir, you know what? I'm richer than you.
他说，先生，我比你更富有。
And the rich man said, How so?
那个富有的人就说，怎么可能呢？
Because I have what you don't have.
因为我有的你没有。
Indeed, the Lord is our shepherd.
但是确实是主是我的牧者。
The world doesn't have what we have.
因为这个世上的人他们有的他们有的他们没有。
In him we have everything.
在他里面我们有所有。
So let's turn our Bible again to Psalms 23.
让我们把圣经打开到诗篇23篇。
I will read it first in English.
我先来读英文。
Then our brother would lead you in Chinese.
然后弟兄会来翻译。
The 23rd Psalm.
第二十三篇。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
诗篇二十三篇，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中。直到永远。
Let's have a little word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come to your word once again,
主啊，我们再一次在这个早晨来到你的话语面前。
Lord, we pray that you anoint us with that oil, the anointing oil, which is the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们愿意你用油来膏我们，就是那圣灵。
Lord, speak to us, Lord.
主啊，求你对我们说话。
Reveal to us who you are to us.
向我们启示你所是的。
Lord, you are so precious to us.
主啊，你对着我们是何等的宝贵。
Without you, we are nothing.
如果没有你，我们就是无有。
So this morning, speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
所以主，今天早上求你说话，你的仆人静听。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, last time we talked about the first verse of the 23rd Psalm.
上一次我们讲到诗篇二十三篇的第一节。
Just this one verse, it reveals to us how good the Lord is to us.
在这一节里面，我们已经看到主对我们是何等的美好。
Because the first verse says He is the one and only.
因为在第一节里面提到他就是唯一的那一位。
No one can be replaced by Him.
没有人可以代替他。
And He is also our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer.
而且他是我们的主，我们的救主，救赎我们的。
He is the sovereign one and He is the one in control.
他是那个掌握的掌权的，他是做主的。
He was my shepherd before, He will be my shepherd in the future, He is my shepherd today.
他曾经是我的牧者，他将来是我的牧者，今天他也是我的牧者。
In other words, He speaks of His availability.
这就讲到他随时都在那里。
And He is also my shepherd is something personal.
而且我的牧者，这是非常个人的关系。
It is a personal relationship.
这是一个个人的关系。
It is a love relationship.
这是一个爱的关系。
It is also a permanent relationship.
而且是一个永远的关系。
Because He gave us eternal life.
因为他把这永生赐给我们。
And the book of John says, and no one can pluck you out of my hand.
所以在诗篇里面讲到，没有人能够把我们从他的手中夺去。
And He also said that He is our shepherd.
而且他说到他是我们的牧者。
You know, shepherd not only speak of his not only speak of his availability.
这个牧者不光讲到他一直在那里。
He speak also of his humanity.
而且讲到他人性的那一方面。
And he also speak about he is the one who is concerned about us.
他也是那一个关心我们的那一位。
And more than that.
而且比这更多的。
He is the good shepherd.
他是好牧人。
For the good shepherd gave his life for the sheep.
因为好牧人为羊舍命。
Today, as we come before his table,
所以今天我们来到他的桌子面前。
If not because of him, we will not be here today. If it's not because of him, we will not be here today.
如果没有他的话，我们今天不可能坐在这里。
Today, because of him.
但是因着他
we have peace with our Father.
我们就与父可以和好。
Not only he is the good shepherd.
他不光是好牧人。
He is also the great shepherd.
他而且是牧长。
He rose from the dead.
因为他从死里复活。
What can a good shepherd do if he is dead?
如果一个好牧人但他却是一个死的牧人又有什么好处呢
Thank God he rose from the dead.
但是感谢主他从死里复活。
He destroyed the power of sin and death.
他已经灭掉了这个罪和死的权势。
Today we can live.Because he lives.
今天我们活着，因为他活着。
You know, my mom was sick last week.
我的妈妈上一周她得了一个病。
And this is the one song that comforts him, her.
有这样一个诗歌来安慰她。
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
因他活着，我可以面对明天。
Because he lives, all fear is gone.
因他活着所有的恐惧都可以。
Brothers and sisters, isn't this our experience today?
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们今天的。属灵的经历
吗? Hallelujah, he is the great shepherd because he lives in us.
Hallelujah, 他是这个牧长，因为他住在我们里面。
And he is also the chief shepherd.
他也是那大牧人。
One day he will be coming back again.
因为总有一天他要再来。
I believe this is all the hope of all the saints from the generation to generation.
我相信从历史历代所有的圣徒们。
And we are looking forward for that day.
我们都要来仰望这一天。
That the trumpet shall sound.
因为那号角总要吹响
And all the dead shall rise.
所有这些死的都要复活
And we who are with him will together be raptured in his, in, before his presence.
那我们还在地上的就要被提与他在他的同在里面
And we will be with him forever and ever.
而且与他同在到永远
Brothers and sisters, this is our shepherd.
弟兄姐妹们这是我们的牧者
That's why King David said,
所以大卫王他这样讲
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者
I shall not want.
我必不致缺乏。
Like the little girl who misquoted, I told you last time.
上一次我也跟大家讲，有一个小女孩，她这么来讲这句话。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
I got all I want.
我所要的，他都给我。
Now we come to the second verse.
现在我们来到第二节。
He says, He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leadeth me beside the still water.
领我在可安歇的水边。
Now as I was thinking about this verse.
当我在想这一节的时候
So what's a big deal when the, it's our concept when there is green grass then the sheep will lie down
这有又有什么呢如果真有青草地这个羊一定是躺卧在那里
But not so
但不是的
Because the sheep is so sensitive
因为羊是很敏感的
At least there are four things that cause them not to lie down
起码有四件事让这个羊不能躺卧
The first one is hunger
第一个就是饥饿
When the sheep is hungry he will not lie down he will keep on looking for something to eat
如果这个羊是饥饿的话它不可能躺卧因为它要走来走去找食物
And therefore the shepherd it's his responsibility to bring him to find that grass that she can, he can, that sheep can eat
所以牧者有这样一个责任就是把羊带到一个地方它可以有吃的
Aren't we that kind? Kind of like the sheep?
我们是不是像这羊一样呢
Or we are lost because we are looking for things to satisfy our hunger
我们有没有走来走去想让一些事来满足我们里面的这个饥渴呢
And even today we are so worried about tomorrow
今天我们在这里但我们却来为明天忧虑
yeah, we worry what we will eat what we will drink what we will wear
我们来忧虑吃什么喝什么穿什么
Or we will worry about what is our children's future
我们来忧虑我们孩子的将来如何
Who is the girl or the boy he want to marry
他会跟哪个男孩或者女孩结婚
Well, I do.
我是这样的。
But thank God.
但是感谢。
He's the one who supply all our need.
神他供应我们一切的需要。
That's why he make an example in the book of Matthew.
所以在马太福音他讲了这样一个例子。
He one from an example one from the plant kingdom, an example from the animal kingdom.
有一个是从这个国度，有一个是从动物的这个王国来讲。
The animal kingdom, he used a bird.
在这个动物里面，他举的例子是这个飞鸟。
He said this bird doesn't what sow or reap or gather into barns.
因为这个飞鸟它也不种也不收。
But our Father feed them.
但是我们的天父却来为养活它。
Then the Bible says, "Are you not more valuable than them?"
天父就说你们岂不比飞鸟更贵重吗
You know when you go to pet shop you see those little birds
我们到那些宠物店可以看到这些小的鸟
Their physical weight is about 6 ounces average
他们在这个重量上面可能就是6个盎司
Yet we buy 5 pounds or 10 pounds of bird seed for them to eat
但是我们所买的给他吃的鸟食却有六磅七磅那么多。
It seems like they eat more than their weight.
看来他们吃的比他们的体重更多。
But let me tell you, because they need it.
但是我告诉你，他们真的需要。
You know, the body, human body temperature is about 98.6 degrees.
我们这个肉身的身体是大概是九十八度。
But the birds are 103 degrees.
但是这个鸟的温度是103度。
So they need to eat a lot to maintain that body temperature.
所以他们要吃很多这个体温才能保持在这个温度。
Human heartbeat is about 70 to 72 beats per minute.
我们这个人的心脏每分钟大概是70下的跳动。
But the birds 600 beats per minute.
但是这个鸟的跳动是一分钟六百下。
That's why they need to eat a lot.
所以他们需要吃很多。
How about the plant kingdom, the little flower?
那我们讲到植物这个这个植物界。
From the day they are born or they come into existence.
当这个植物这个存在开始。
They are so stationary they have no way to find their own food.
他们就已经被种在那里，他不可能移动，所以他不能自己去找食物。
But our heavenly Father supplies their needs.
但是我们的天父也来供应他们的需要。
It's the process in the science called photosynthesis. In other words, the flower or the plant kingdom get all their nutrients from the radiant of the sun.
他们就从这个日光来得到养分。
They cannot go, the Father gave it to them.
他们不能移动，但是神却借着阳光赐给他们。
Science called photosynthesis, I call it room service.
那这个就像我们这个叫应召的服务那样，就我们去。
It's like it's room service.
就是你在房间里面，你去下一个订单，就有食物送到你的房间。
This is what God is to us.
这就是神对着我们。
Thank God.
但是感谢神。
He's the one who supply all our need.
他就是那个供应我们一切需要。
He is the bread of life.
他就是那生命的粮。
In him we are satisfied.
在他里面我们可以得到满足。
If we are satisfied,
如果我们得满足的话
then can we lie down on the grass.
我们就可以躺卧在青草地上。
Now the second reason is what? Is pest.
第二件事情就是那些害虫。
You know, pests are, irritates the lambs or the sheep.
因为这些害虫来搅扰这些羊。
So it is the duty of the shepherd to take away all these pests.
所以这些牧者要把这些害虫移掉。
That they will be at peace to lie down on green pasture.
所以他们可以在平安里面躺卧在青草地
上。Today, brothers and sisters, what is this pest that always bothers us?
那这些害虫是什么呢?
It is the sin that is in us.
就是在我们里面的罪。
Sometimes when we sin against the Lord,
当我们有的时候得罪神的时候
and we sin against our fellow men,
或者我们得罪弟兄姐妹的时候
no, our conscience bothers us.
这时候我们的良心就被搅扰
to such an extent we don't have peace in our heart.
到一个地步我们里面没有平安
了 we have problem with our relationship with God.
因为我们与神之间的关系受影响
but thank God.
但是感谢神
in 1 John it says,
在约翰一书
if you confess your sin,
如果我们认我们的罪
he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
神是信实的，是公义的，他必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Not only he cover our sin,
不光他遮盖我们的罪
he wash away our sin,
他是把我们的罪洗去。
He take away all the stains in there,
他把所有的这些玷污都洗净。
To such an extent, there is no more sin as if we haven't sinned before.
甚至到一个地步，不光是没有罪，好像我们完全没有犯过罪。
So if Satan comes in and try to accuse you,
所以当这个罪来到，有人在控诉的时候
because the enemy is always the accuser of the brethren.
因为仇敌就是那个控诉人的。
We tell him, just look at the blood of Christ.
我们就可以告诉他，你看看耶稣的宝
血。Where is my sin? It's already washed away.
因为我所有的罪都已经洗掉了。
Thank God.
感谢神。
When this pest is taken away, then this lamb can what, lie down on the green pasture.
所以当这些害虫被除掉之后，羊就可以躺卧在青草地上。
The third thing.
第三件事。
Rivalry.
就是争竞。
You know, even the sheep are not that intelligent.
虽然这些羊不是那么的聪明。
That there is rivalry among the sheep.
但是在羊中间也有争竞的。
A lot of time they're trying to jockeying for the position to who to be the first.
有的时候他们甚至也会互相拥挤来做领头的羊。
Now it's the duty of the shepherd to cause them to be at peace.
所以这个牧者也有一个责任让他们可以安息下来。
Make known to them what position you are doesn't really matter.
告诉他们你们在什么样的位置不重要。
What you need today is win the affection of the shepherd.
对你今天你来讲是牧者对你的爱最重要。
Today, aren't we also in some kind of rivalry?
今天我们有没有在这样的争竞里面
？Look at this world is so messed up.
看到这个世界是何等的糟糕。
Like last time we hear the news concerning Waco.
在我们不久前听到威口那边的这个新闻。
There is so called the rival gangs start to kill one another.
在那里有那些摩托车的帮派，他们互相的来仇杀。
And you know for what reason？
啊，是为什么原因呢
？Just because of a parking space。
是为着一个停车位。
This is really ridiculous。
这真的是非常荒谬的事。
When we say it's the worldly people are like that。
我们有的时候说世人才这样。
But how about us？
自己呢
？You know even the disciples also had rivalry among themselves。
在门徒之间也有这样的争竞。
You see James and John、the mother of James and John said。
我们看到雅各跟约翰的妈妈这样讲。
See, I want to ask you a favor, Lord.
他就到主耶稣面前说啊，你啊给我一个人情。
If one day when you comes to your kingdom,
当有一天你得国的时候
，Can you put one of my son on your right and one on your left?
把我的儿子一个摆在你右边，一个摆在你左边。
You know what? All the disciples were so angry.
那其他的门徒呢就很愤怒。
If John is on the right and James is on the left, where will we be?
如果约翰在右边，雅各在左边，那我在哪儿呢
？Yeah, there is rivalry, spiritual rivalry.
在属灵里面也有争竞的。
You know, if one day I said Brother Haibin is the best translator.
如果有一天有人说海滨弟兄是最好的翻译的
，Those who translate,
那其他翻译的人可能说，
I did also good translation.
我的翻译也不错。
No one give any comment to me.
但没有人称赞过我。
This was called rivalry.
这就是争竞。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He is our peace.
他是我们的安息。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 16. Maybe we can read it, okay?
我们一起来读一下以弗所书的
第二章。
第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Verse 16 is verse 14. For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
第二章第十四节，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Verse 16. And he that had might reconcile us both unto God into one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby.
第十六节。既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
Thank God through His redemptive work on the cross.
感谢神，借着他在十字架上这个救赎的工作。
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以与主耶稣基督有和好。
But not all.
但还不止这些。
He also take away the enmity between us.
他而且把我们中间这些争竞、这些隔断的墙也拆掉。
For example, the Jews and the Gentiles, there is rival, there is enmity.
比如在外邦人跟以色列人中间是有冤仇的。
The Jews hate that doesn't look down at the Gentiles because they feel like we are God's chosen people.
因为以色列人看到外邦人就说我们才是神的选民。
Now the Gentiles
轻看这些外邦人。
The Gentiles feel like since we are in Christ, then why you look down at us?
然后外邦人就说我今天是在基督里面，你有什么资格来轻看我
？But thank God, God take away all this enmity.
但是感谢神，神把这些冤仇都废掉。
We have peace between our brothers.
我们与弟兄姐妹之间也有和平。
But more than that.
但是比这些更多的。
His work even pushed a little bit further.
他还让我们再向前。
Not only we have peace with God.
不光我们与神可以有这样的和平。
Not only we have peace with the brothers and sisters.
不光与弟兄姐妹有和平。
He make us one new man.
他让我们成为一个新人。
No, in other words, our identity is totally lost already.
或者我们个人的身份都失掉了。
When you look at me, we are just what? The children of God.
你看到我们每一个人，我们只是神的儿女。
That's why a preacher once said, we are Christian.
所以我们的名称就是基督徒。
Christ, then I-A-N.
然后就是基督后面加上 I-A-N。A-N.
What is I-A-N? I am nothing.
I-A-N 是什么意思在英文里面就说我是无有。
Christ is only the thing that we focus upon.
因为基督是唯一我们需要注目的。
It's no longer me, it's no longer you, it's no longer we, but it is Christ who is all and in all.
不是我，不是你，不是大家，是基督在一切之内。
Isn't that wonderful?
何等的奇妙。
Not only we have peace, we become one new man.
不光我们有和平，而且我们成为一个新人。
And we become the habitation of God in the Spirit.
我们就成为主可以居住的灵宫。
That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
所以在哥林多前书第十二章
，Paul used this whole chapter to talk about the body life.
在保罗在那里用整章来讲到这个身体的生活。
He talked about the body. We are what? We are interrelated. We are interdependent.
讲到这些肢体是彼此来为肢体，我们是这样连接的。
No, the eye cannot say to the eye, I have no need of you.
我不能对另外一个肢体说我不需要你。
Even though the eye is important,
虽然这个眼非常重要。
But if you take away the hand, then you become abnormal.
但是你如果没有手的话，你就成为一个残疾人。
To such an extent, the Bible tells us.
所以到一个地步，圣经这么讲。
Those without comeliness, we need to add more comeliness. 不俊美的加上俊美。You see, I tried to talk to the high schooler concerning this before.
我曾经跟高中生讲到这一点。
Is it the, especially the sisters, they, you understand that, you put on some makeup, right?
尤其是姐妹们,你们懂这件事, 因为你们要化妆。
Because the eye is a little bit smaller, you put some makeup to make it a little bigger.
如果你是小眼睛的话, 你的这个化妆就要把眼睛画大一点。
You don't do it for fashion.
你不是为着这个, 时髦,
you do it for beauty.
你是为着美丽,
so if that part of the body is beautiful,
如果这个身体变成美丽的话,
then the whole body is beautiful.
你整个身体都变成美丽的,
that's why we need one another. When a part of the body is weak, we need to support it, we need to strengthen it.
如果肢体里面有一个软弱的, 我们需要来一同来扶持它。
To such an extent, the Bible tells us that all the gift that is given to the church is all to cater for the edification of the body of Christ.
所以到一个地步, 圣经这么讲, 所有赐给教会的恩赐, 都是为着建造身体。
The ministry is not for the church is not for the ministry, but the ministry is for the church.
教会不是为着服事, 服事是为着教会。
A lot of times we give so much importance to the service.
有的时候我们把这个服事放在太重的一个地位。
Yet what is this for?
那但这为什么呢?
If this is not for the body of Christ, then we had a problem.
如果这个服事不是为着基督的身体, 我们就有问题了。
Today, all the services in the church,
今天所有教会的服事,
whether in the speaking, whether in the service in the kitchen, whether translation, whether it's children's service, all together to edify the body of Christ.
不管是出口的、翻译的, 在厨房的, 或者教主日学的, 都是为着建造主的身体。
So we see the Lord just satisfy our hunger.
所以我们看到主不光是满足我们里面的饥渴,
also, you know, take away this pest.
而且他把这些害虫除掉,
he take away the rivalry.
他把我们的争竞除去,
you know, last one, he take away the danger.
最后他也除去那些危险。
You know, we the sheep, even though they are not intelligent, but they have a great sense of danger.
虽然那些羊他们不聪明, 但他们对危险有个特别敏感的,
so it is the duty of the shepherd to take away all the danger.
所以这个牧者他的责任就是要把这些危险也要除去。
You know, if there is no danger, then the sheep can lie down in green pasture.
如果没有危险, 这些羊就可以躺卧在青草地上。
Aren't we that the same case like the sheep?
我们是不是像羊一样?
We are afraid of danger.
我们也怕危险。
Every day we see the newspaper.
每一天我们打开新闻。
Altogether bad news, that's why I don't look at this newspaper.
都是坏消息, 所以我是不读这些, 报纸的。
You know, I went one time to work.
有一天我去上班的时候,
and a brother told me, brother, let me tell you something.
有一个弟兄就跟我讲说, 弟兄我告诉你一件事。
Do you know this ex-coworker that we worked before with?
你还记得我们从前的一个同事吗?
He was in Idaho.
哦，他是在现在在爱达荷州。
They are canoeing.
他们在那里划独木舟。
And he saw this young child going to drown.
他看到一个年轻人就要快被淹死了。
He jumped in and saved the child.
他就跳到水里来救这个年轻人。
But he himself drowned.
但是他自己却被淹死。
I said, oh my lord, just the first day, the first hour of the work, they already had bad news.
然后我就说我刚上班的第一个 时刻已经听到这么坏的消息。
Brothers and sisters, aren't we afraid for our safety?
弟兄姐妹们, 我们曾经有没有为我们的安全, 觉得有危险?
We just experienced the past storm.
我们刚体会, 体验到这个暴风雨。
Who will just, you know, in Houston, how could you imagine such thing can happen?
在休斯顿, 我们怎么能够想象有这样的事发生?
So we are afraid of our safety.
所以我们甚至为自己的安全来忧虑。
We are afraid of our future.
我们也为我们的将来忧虑。
Yeah, we felt like, am I going to be laid off from work?
比如说我会不会从工作里面被解雇?
You know, I work in a very good company.
大家知道吗? 我是在一个很好的公司上班。
And there are great orders, so we need so busy.
我们有很多的这些订单, 非常忙。
But I'm afraid.
但我有的时候也会忧虑的。
Then the brother said, what's wrong? You have great production, your job is secured, why are you worried about?
然后有的弟兄就说, 为什么还要忧虑呢? 你们的产品这么好, 而且这么多的, 这些订单。
Yeah, I'm afraid that I might be laid off because I cannot keep up with the demand.
我是怕我被解雇, 因为我跟不上这么繁忙的。
You know, I'm already 55 years old.
我已经55岁了。
Now, when you compare 40 years old and now, it's a big difference.
4年前跟现在已经很大的不同了。
So the company felt like if you cannot work, keep up with the demand, we can ask somebody who's younger than you.
那公司很可能这么想，你既然已经啊年长到这个地步，跟不上这些订单，我们就找一个年轻的人。
But thank God，
但是感谢
神。After this so many years had passed，
很多年已经过去了。
Not once am I hungry，
没有一次我饥渴过，饥饿过的。
He take care of all my needs，
他已经解决了我所有的需求。
If he take care of all our needs，
他已经解决我所有需求的话
，then we are at peace。
我们应该是在一个安息里。
We can proudly say he maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
这个时候我们可以说这句话，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
Then he said he leadeth me beside the still waters.
后面他讲到领我在可安歇的水边。
You know the sheep doesn't have a very good sense of direction.
我们知道羊它没有很强的方向感。
That's why he will go around and try to seek for the food and seek for the water to drink.
然后他不光是走来走去找食物，也会找水。
That's why he said, the Lord said, he leadeth me.
所以这个诗篇里面讲是说他领我。
Not only he maketh me, he leadeth me.
他不光使我，他还要领我。
He bring me to the right place.
他带我到一个对的地方。
It says he bring me beside the still waters.
他说领我在可安歇的水边。
You know, still the sheep doesn't like rushing water.
我们知道的是羊它不喜欢那些急流。
Because they feel they are so stressed, it might be dangerous.
他们看到这些急流的水，他们就觉得不安全。
So it is the duty of the shepherd to bring them to still water.
所以这也是牧者的责任，要把他们带到可安歇的水边。
Let me add something, not only still water, but safe water.
不光是这些安静的水边，而且还要是安全的水边。
You know, the sheep doesn't know the difference. There is water, they just drink it.
因为羊不知道这些区别，他们看到有这些安静的水，他们就去喝
了。What if this water is contaminated?
但如果这个水里面有毒呢？
So the shepherd need to make sure that this water is safe.
所以牧者也要来知道这个水是不是安全。
Aren't we in the same condition?
我们是不是在同样的光景里
面？ Look at the Samaritan woman.
我们看到这个撒玛利亚的妇人。
Evidently there is a thirst in her spirit.
没错，在她的灵里是有一个渴。
That's why he had five husbands.
所以他有五个丈夫。
And the Lord said, you have five husbands, and the fifth one is not even yours.
然后主就对他说，你有五个丈夫，第五个还不是你的丈夫。
So the Lord told the Samaritan woman.
所以主对这个撒玛利亚妇人这么讲。
Drink this water from the well, you will be thirsty again.
这个井里的水你喝了还要再渴。
But drink the water that I gave you, you shall never thirst again.
但你如果喝我所赐给你的水，你就永远不渴。
Indeed, the woman drink that water.
没错，这个妇人就来喝了主赐给她的水。
And she told the Lord, "Give me that water."
所以她就告诉主说，给我这水。
And you know what? She is satisfied.
你知道吗？她就得了完全的满足。
And out of her belly shall flow rivers of living water.
而且从她腹中要流出这活水的江河。
You know what it means? Not only she enjoyed the water.
什么意思呢？不光她享受了这水。
There is an outflow of this water.
而且这水从她里面涌流出来。
She went into her village and said, "I found the Messiah."
所以她就到村子里面讲，我已经找到弥赛亚了。
Thank God.
感谢神。
He satisfied our thirst.
因为他满足了我们里面的饥渴。
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
他也领我在可安歇的水边。
Let's go next. He restoreth my soul.
让我们再往下，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
No, the Lord need to restore our soul.
神要使我们的灵魂苏醒。
You know, there are four kinds of sheep that needs to be restored.
因为有四种羊一定要让他的灵魂苏醒。
The first one is a sheep that is stubborn.
第一种羊就是那些固执的羊。
Yeah, the sheep are disobedient.
这些羊他们不顺服。
The second, the sheep that is lost.
第二种就是失落的羊。
The third one, the sheep that is sick.
第三种就是得病的羊。
The fourth one, the sheep that is cast down.
第四种羊就是摔倒的羊。
You know, a sheep that is stubborn is a problem to the shepherd.
对于这个顽固的羊来讲，对牧者来讲是个很大的麻烦。
It also a problem to the whole flock.
而且对整个羊群都是很麻烦。
Because he want to go this way, he want to go that way.
因为你想往这边走，但这只羊想往那边走。
So the shepherd need to do something in order to make these sheep subject to the shepherd.
所以这个羊就要做一件事，让这个牧者就要做一件事，让这个羊可以顺服。
That's why the shepherd had this called rod.
所以这个羊这个牧者是有杖。
You know this rod is a piece of stick.
这个杖是一个木棍。
In the end of that stick is like a knob as big like a knuckle.
在这个杖的前面有个头，就像手掌，像拳头一样。
And the shepherd needs to drive in heavy nails and metals to make that knob heavy.
所以这个牧者就要把钉子那些金属 打在这个头里面，让它非常重。
On the one hand, he was used this rod to fight against the intruders, the wild sheep, the wild wolves who try to, you know, cause danger to the sheep.
所以这个牧者就要用这个杖来打那些野物，比如说狼要来偷羊的。
But on the other hand, he used that rod to discipline the sheep.
但是另外一方面，他也用这个杖来管教他的羊。
So if the sheep is stubborn,
如果这个羊是这么的完梗的话，
he will use that rod to break the leg of the sheep.
他就用那个杖把这个羊的腿打断。
Was quite interesting, huh?
是不是很有趣的？
He break the leg.
他把这个腿打断之后，
and put that leg back in its position again.
然后他就把这个腿接上，
and pour that oil on the wound.
然后把油涂在这个伤口上，
and make a splint and tie it on that broken leg.
然后他就把它包扎起来。
While the sheep is recovering from that broken leg.
当这个羊在那里恢复的时候，
the Lord will put that sheep upon his shoulder.
这个牧者就把羊扛在肩上。
Isn't it the love of the Lord?
这是不是神的爱？
This is always the same thing like us.
对我们从来都是这样。
A lot of times we are so stubborn.
有的时候我们这么顽梗。
The Lord needs to do something about it.
神一定要做一些事了。
Because it affects his testimony.
因为这影响到神的见证。
So the one example is King David.Jacob.
有一个例子就是雅各。
Jacob is so confident with himself.
因为雅各对自己非常的有信心。
He used his ability to take to grab the birthright and the blessing.
因为他有能力去抓长子的名分。
But the Lord needed to do something about that.
但是神要在他身上来做。
He caused him a lot of problems.
因为他造成了很多的麻烦。
He problem coming from his wives.
他这个麻烦从妻子来。
A problem coming from his sons.
从他的儿子们来。
If not because of intervention, his favorite son, Joseph, will also be lost.
如果不是神的主权来介入的话，他最喜爱的儿子约瑟都要失掉生命。
But after all this discipline,
但这所有的管教之后，
we read in Hebrews chapter 11,
我们记得在希伯来书第十一章。
And Jacob, when he was dying,
当他就要去离世的时候，
he worshiped God, lying, holding on his chest.
他是拄着他的杖头来敬拜神。
Praise the Lord.
我们赞美神。
Jacob learned the lesson.
因为雅各学了这个功课。
Before he depended upon his ability.
以前他是靠自己的能力。
But after all this chastisement.
但是当这些所有的苦难之后，
he learned the lesson of dependent upon God.
他来学习怎么样来单单依靠神。
Brothers and sisters, God loves us.
弟兄姐妹们，神爱我们。
You know, in Hebrews chapter 12,
在希伯来书第十二章。
Let me turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
让我们来翻到希伯来书十二章。
In Hebrews chapter 12, it says, "For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom He receives."
在希伯来书十二章那里说，
第六节，
他说，因为主所爱的，他必管教。
And every son whom He received.
又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Verse 7, if you endure chastening, God dealeth you us with sons, for what son is he whom the father chasteneth not?
第七节，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
Verse 9, furthermore, we have a fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence.
第九节，再者，我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他。
Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of Spirit and live?
何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit that we might be partakers of his holiness.
生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要叫我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Brothers and sisters, why did God chasten us?
弟兄姐妹们，神为什么要来刁凿我们？
Is it because for us to suffer?
是不是让我们来受苦？
Hebrews chapter 11 tells us very clearly.
希伯来书十一章讲得非常清楚。
There are three things that the purpose why God chasten us.
有三个原因神要来雕刻我们。
Because He loves us and we are His children. Number one.
第一，他爱我们，因为我们是他的儿女。
He reveals to us that we are His children. We are not bastards.
因为他启示了我们，我们就是他的儿女。
Sometimes my son will say,
我们不是私子。
Sometimes my son will say that, look, they are misbehaving. Why not talk to them?
有的时候我的儿子对我说，哎，父亲，你看那些孩子们这么不听话，你怎么不去教训他们？
I said, because they're not my son and you are.
我就跟他讲， 他们不是我的儿子，你是我的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, we are the children of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是神的儿女。
He chastened us.
他在那里雕刻我们。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
Number two, the reason because we need to renew that worship.
第二件事情就是我们需要来更新我们的敬拜。
He says here, if we give reverence to the Father who is in the flesh.
然后我们这里这里刚才提到生身的父，我们尚且来敬重
他们。Shall we not give reverence to the Father of spirits?
我们难道不该来敬重我们万灵的父吗？
You know, brothers and sisters, if we have a problem with God,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们与神之间有难处的话，
then there is a problem with worship.
那我们的敬拜一定会有难处。
No, real worship is not just raising your hand and singing hymns. It's more than that.
真正的敬拜不是说把手举起来唱歌而已。
I'm not against that, okay, brothers and sisters, don't get me wrong.
我不是说反对这个，弟兄姐妹们。
But the real worship,
真正的敬拜
is reverence and respect towards God.
是敬重而且来在神面前畏惧。
In other words, we acknowledge, we realize, we acknowledge He is Lord and we need to be subject to Him.
或者说我们认他是主，我们愿意顺服在他下面。
You know, when a son tells you He loves you,
如果一个儿子告诉你我爱你，
What is the real expression of his love towards the father?
他对着父亲的爱有什么表现呢？
The real expression is he obeys the father.
真正的表现就是他顺服
他的父亲。Today, if we love the Lord,
今天如果我们爱主的话，
we want to give him the true worship.
我们要把真正的敬拜归给神的话，
it is we are subject to him.
我们一定要顺服他。
What he said, we will do.
他说什么我们就做什么。
Where he go, we will follow.
他去哪里我们就跟随。
That's why through this chastisement,
所以在这些所有的难处里面，
we renew our worship.
我们可以更新我们的敬拜。
The third one,
第三，
we what? Restore our fellowship.
我们可以来恢复与他的交通。
When we are stubborn,
因为我们的顽梗。
When we are disobedient,
当我们不顺服的时候，
we have a problem with our fellowship with God.
我们与神的交通就断掉了。
But thank God,
但是感谢神。
When we repented of our sins,
如果我们来认自己的罪，
and when we come back to Him,
我们来回到他面前，
that fellowship is restored back once again.
这个交通就重新恢复了。
And this restoration of fellowship,
这个恢复的交通，
brings forth fruit of righteousness,
就会带出公义的果子。
And we become partakers of His holiness.
我们就在他的圣洁上面有份。
Thank God for His chastisement.
感谢神，他给我们安排环境。
Thank God for this rod of discipline.
感谢神对着我们的管教。
Another thing,
还有一件事。
We have this so-called the staff.
我们还有这个杆。
It's for the sheep that is lost.
这是为着那些失落的羊。
You know, this staff is a big stick with a curved ending.
这是一个很长的杆，木棍，前面有一个弯。
So when the sheep is going astray, he will use the staff to tap the shoulder of the sheep.
所以当这个羊走迷的时候，他就用这个前面的钩来点一点这个羊。
And if he's not going to obey, he will just use this rod to stop to pull him back.
如果这个羊不听的话，他就用整个钩把羊勾起来，把它带回来。
Brothers, aren't we like that?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是也是这样
？But thank God, his staff of correction is always upon us.
感谢神，他的管教的杖一直在我们身
上。And what is this staff?
那这个杆是什么呢
？It is the word of God.
这个杆其实就是神的话。
That's why King David said.
所以大卫王这么讲
your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path.
他说你的话就是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Oh, thy word have I kept in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
我把你的话深藏在我心里，免得我得罪你。
Every time we are about to go astray, the word of God comes out.
每一次我们要走偏的时候，神的话就在我们里面提醒我们。
But the important thing is we need to read the word of God.
但是重要的事情是我们要读圣经。
We need to read the word of God as a deposit in us.
我们读了神的话，就深藏在我们心里。
You know, maybe we do not need it right now.
也许我们今天不需要。
But sooner and later, or later, we need it.
但总有一天我们需要神的话。
You know, that's why I want to encourage especially the parents.
所以我来鼓励在座的父母们。
Especially from the high school.
尤其是高中生的父母们。
You need to encourage your children to read the word of God.
来鼓励你的儿女来读神的话。
I thank God I have a very a brother and sister in high school.Who is really dedicated to encouraging the high schooler to read the Word of God?
感谢神，在我们中间有弟兄姐妹是高中生的父母，他们是全心的来督促自己的儿女来读圣
经。Brother Sean and Sister Vicky, every week.
徐翔姐妹天天徐翔弟兄天天姐妹。
They every week,
每周都来鼓励。
They will all print out this so-called worksheet.
他们就打出这些提纲。
No, what is this worksheet for?
这些提纲是为什么
？All the questions to be need to be answered in order to be used on Friday night's Bible study.
因为这些提出的问题，提纲上的问题，解答之后就可以用到礼拜五的查经。
You know, if you don't read the Word of God, how could you be in the Bible study?
那你如果连神的话都不读，你来周五查经聚会
That's why they use this method.
所以他们就用这个办法。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes you feel like, come on, brother, they are already, the students are so busy the whole week, you still want them to read the Bible? Aren't they going to be theologians?
那有的人就说，弟兄啊，这些高中生已经这么忙了，你还让他们读这些神的话，你让他们做神学生吗？
But let me tell you, brothers and sisters,
但是我告诉你弟兄姐妹，
we need the word of God.
我们需要神的话。
It's more important than education.
因为这些神的话比他们的教育更重要。
Let me ask you one question.
让我问你一个问题。
What is the legacy you want to leave to your children?
你愿意在你的儿女身上留下什么样的影响？
I want to speak from my heart.
我愿意从我的心里面跟大家讲
话。What kind of legacy you want to leave to your children?
你愿意在你的儿女身上有什么人生的影响？
Is this because your children is so impressed with you because you are a diligent father, working hard, earning a lot of money?
你是不是给他们传下去的给他们的是你的勤奋，你赚了很多的钱？
I don't say it's bad, it's good.
我不是说这件不好，这是不错的事。
But this is not the most important.
但这不是最重要的事。
The most important thing you need to what? To let the word of God be in them.
最重要的是你让神的话在他们里
面。You know, I thank my God that I had a father.
我感谢神让我有一个我的父亲。
Oh, my father is so diligent. He take care of all the needs of our family.
我的父亲非常的勤奋。他把我们全家的这个需要都已经提供了。
But it's one thing that impressed me most.
但是对我来讲印象最深的
He's a lover of Jesus.
他是爱神的人。
He's a lover of God's word.
他是爱耶稣，他是爱
神话的人。He's a servant of the Lord, faithfully serving even to the end of his life.
他是一直到他那个人生最后的时候都是服侍神的人。
This is the thing that my father left me.
这就是我父亲传给我的。
Francis, I hope this is also the legacy you left to your children.
弟兄姐妹们，我希望这也是你留给你儿女的。
Francis, you cannot be with your children 24/7.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不可能24小时七天都跟孩子们在一起。
I know you love your children.
我知道你们都爱你们的孩子。
You want to protect your children.
你愿意来保护他们。
But the fact is, sooner or later, they will grow up and leave you.
但事实是，总有一天他们长大要离开你。
Who will protect them?
谁会来保护他们？
The word of God will protect them.
神的话可以保护他们。
Oh, when they need it, the word of God comes out.
当他们需要的时候，神的话在他们里面可以出来。
It is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path.
是他们脚前的灯，路上的光。
It is that staff of correction.
这就是那个来更正我们的那个杆。
The third one,
第三
is the anointing oil.
就是它有膏油。
Especially for the sheep that is sick.
尤其是对得病的羊。
You know, especially when the sheep travels through this journey.
尤其是当羊在这里旅程里面。
Maybe they're going to pass through some thorns and thistles.
他们可能要经历一些荆棘的地方。
And they will be cut and bruises.
他们会被摔伤或者甚至被刮伤。
But thank God.
但是感谢神
，is our shepherd who take care of all our needs.
因为他是我们的牧者，他解决我们的需要。
So when the sheep is coming down at the end of the day,
所以当一天结束的时候，羊群回来的时候
，the shepherd will stand at the gate.
这个牧人就要站在门前。
That's why the Bible says, I am the door of the sheep.
所以圣经这么讲，我就是羊的门。
In other words, I brought you out, I'll bring you in.
就是说你。从我出来也从我进去。
And no one can get to you unless he go through me.
没有人可以碰到你们，除非他们先经过我。
Thank God he's the door of the sheep.
感谢神，他就是羊的门。
And he is also the shepherd.
他而且是牧者。
He calls us by name.
他是按着我们的名字来
叫我们。So one by one, as the sheep goes through the gate.
所以当羊一只一只的通过这个门的时候。
He will check the body of the sheep. Is there any bruises? Is there any laceration or cuts?
所以他就来检查每一只羊，看有没有摔伤的，有没有被刮伤的。
If there is, then he will put that what anointing oil.
如果有的话，他就用膏油去抹。
To heal that wound.
来让这个伤口复原。
Number two, cause him to have comfort.
第二，还可以让这个伤口可以不那么疼痛。
Oh, the sheep will
feel 减轻疼痛。
The sheep will feel like the Lord really cares about me. The shepherd cares about me.
羊会觉得这个牧者真的关心。
And the third function is that oil is like serves like a repellent.
而且第三，这个膏油也可以做这些驱虫剂。
Because there is a smell in that anointing oil.
因为在这个膏油里面是有味道的。
You know, sometimes you know the flies and the mosquito try to go into the wound.
因为有的时候苍蝇这些蚊子，他们会来叮这个伤口。
If you don't take care immediately, sooner or later that wound will get infected.
如果你不去照顾的话，这个伤口迟早要感染。
But thank God that anointing oil covers it.
但是感谢神，有膏油来涂抹。
You know, a lot of times we got hurt through the journey.
有时候是他们在旅程里面受伤之后。
You know, when we as a Christian, sometimes we are hurt because of what people talks about us.
有的时候我们基督徒是被人的话所伤了。
It might not be intentional. It's just maybe a suggestion, a constructive criticism, but it hurts us. We are human being.
有的时候其他人的他不是有心的，他只不过是客观的讲一个事实。
Maybe,
但是这些话真的伤到我们。
Maybe because of the environment.
也许或因为我们的环境。
You know, one time I was walking through this hallway.
哦、有一次我经过一个走道。
Then there's a sister beside me walking beside me.
有一个姐妹在我旁边也在走。
And this sister had been my student for 4 years.
这个姐妹是做过我学生的有几年。
Yet she wouldn't even say hello.
她经过我连这个招呼都没打。
Maybe she's thinking about other things, okay?
也许她当时在想其他的事。
But there's a feeling within me, after 4 years, this is what I get?
但是我里面的一个声音就说我教了你四年你这样来对待我
sometimes we are emotional, right?
有的时候我们是很有感触的
we are human beings.
我们是人
but thank
我们有感情但是 感谢神、
people even don't care but God cares
虽然人不关心我们但是神关怀我们
He's the one who cares each and every need even not only the physical need not only the spiritual need also our emotional needs
因为神不光是看顾我们 肉身上的需要属灵里的需要他也关心我们感觉感情上的需要
causing us to have a feeling God cares
让我们里面有一个感觉说神他关怀我
们 No one cares, God cares
虽然没有人关心
And not only that,
但神关心
Not only that, that Holy Spirit within us serves as a repellent
而且在我们里面的圣灵成为这个驱虫的
No, sometimes the enemy will say
有的时候仇敌要这么讲
You serve the Lord so much, look what happened
你还服侍神的你看现在发生的事、
they don't even give you say hello to you
他们甚至跟你都不打招呼
and they even criticize you
他们甚至在背后来批评你
maybe you feel like oh my lord I have doing so much and this is what I get
有的时候你可能心里面会说我为神做了这么多为他们做了这么多他们竟然这么来对我
but thank God
但是感谢神
the Holy Spirit is within us
我们里面是有圣灵的
he's the one who comforts us
他是那个安慰我们的。
They might not give you any credit, but God gives the credit.
虽然人不来给我们有任何的奖赏，但是神最后会赏赐我们。
Because we are not serving man, we are serving Him.
因为我们不是来服侍人，我们服侍的是神。
Our reward is in heaven. Amen.
我们的赏赐是在天上的。Amen.
Thank God for that anointing oil.
为着这个膏油。
The fourth one.
第四。
It is His hand.
还有他的手。
Especially for the sheep that is cast down.
尤其是对那些跌倒的羊
You know the sheep sometimes especially the healthy sheep they are so fat they lie on their back and their four feet is in the air
这个跌倒这件事情尤其是对那些好的羊肥的羊因为他们太胖了所以他们有的时候就跌倒之后就四脚朝天
But tell you brothers and sisters this is very dangerous
但是弟兄姐妹们你知道吗这是非常危险
If you don't quickly put them back
如果你不马上把他们翻转过来
Sooner or later there is gases that will build up in the stomach
在他们的这个内腔里面会有一些气
and afterwards it will cut off the blood circulation this is real
这些气会阻挡他的血液的流通这个是真实的
that's why the shepherds need to be very keen
所以这些牧者要非常的警觉
if there is such thing that happened they need to be put the sheep need to be put back to that position standing up
如果有这样的羊的话他马上要把这个羊翻转过来让它回到原来的位置
if not that sheep will die
如果不然的话，这个羊甚至会死亡。
Brothers, aren't we sometimes in that kind of condition?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是又是这样的
？Sometimes we are frustrated with ourselves. Frustrated.
哦，有的时候我们里面这么的沮丧。
Like King David, he's frustrated with himself.
有的时候就像大卫王，他有一次也是这么的沮丧。
Because God anointed him to be the king of Israel.
因为神已经高了他做以色列的王。
Yet he sinned against the Lord by having adultery with Bathsheba.
但是他却得罪了神。犯罪与八十八行淫。
Even though he repented and God forgave him,
虽然他也悔改了，神也赦免他。
I believe there is a feeling like I failed God.
但是他里面的感觉，我相信就是说我让我的失败让神受损了。
I shame his name.
因为我让他的名声受了耻辱。
And I also failed those people who are serving me faithfully.
而且我也感觉那些这么忠诚跟随我服侍的人。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
With his loving hand, he put us back.
在他的爱的最后，他把他又重新翻
转过来。That's why in Isaiah 42 verse 11 says.
所以在以赛亚书四十二章
十一节。Why art your soul cast down?
你的心为什么烦闷呢？
Because you put your hope in God.
因为我们是把我们的盼望摆在神里。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot come back on our own feet.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不可能自己转过来。
We need the Lord to put us back.
我们需要主把我们翻转过
来。That's why I like this hymn.
所以我很喜爱这首诗歌。
He raised me up that I can what? Stand on mountains.
他把我高举，让我可以在众山之上。
He raised me up that I can walk through stormy sea.
他把我高举，让我可以经过这些风暴的海。
And I'm strong when I'm upon His shoulder.
我在他的肩头上，我就是强壮。
He raised me up more than I can be.
他把我高举，让我超过我的自己。
Thank God He raised us up.
感谢神，他把我们高举。
He restores us back.
他把我们恢复。
Not only He caused us to walk, lie down in green pasture.
他不光使我们躺卧在青草地上。
Not only He led us through the still waters.
他不光领我们在可安歇的水边。
He restores our soul.
他让我们的灵魂苏醒。
But is that the end?
这还不是结束。
He said he led me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
下面一句话说，他为自己的名引导我们走义路。
You know, a lot of problems with the Christians nowadays.
今天很多基督徒有一个很大的问题。
We are only interested in being restored.
我们只对着被恢复有兴趣。
After we got restored, thank God.
我们被恢复之后感谢神。
But there is a problem.
但有一个问题。
Without going forward, when you keep on being restored, sooner or later you come back, you go back to your own manner of life.
如果我们不继续往前走的话，你一次一次的被恢复之后，你还是回到原来的路上。
You know, one time there's an ex football coach.
有一次有一个橄榄球的教练。
He wants to ask his ex football player to recruit some players for him.
他就让一个以前的橄榄球的运动员帮他找一些队员。
And this ex football player said, "What kind of player do you want, sir?"
然后这个以前在球队里的这个球员就说，你要找什么样的球员？
Do you want a player that is knocked down and stay down?
你要找一个被撞倒之后不起来的呢？
Or do you want a player that is knocked down and back on his feet?
还是找一个被撞倒之后他自己可以站起来的？
Then you know what the coach said?
这个教练怎么说呢？
Not only I want a player that is knocked down and come back on his feet,
我不光找一个是被撞倒之后能够起来的。
I want a player to start knocking other people down.
我让他起来之后把别人撞倒。
Not only he's concerned about defense, he is concerned about the offense.
不光他在那里考虑这个防守，他还考虑进攻。
Today, brothers and sisters, God, after He restored us, He wants us to lead in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
弟兄姐妹们，神恢复我们之后，他还要为自己的名让我们走一条义路。
After God restored us,
当神恢复我们之后
，He wants us to go on forward.
他让我们再往前。
The Bible tells us, "Be ye holy, for I am holy."
因为圣经这么讲，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Why do we been restored?
为什么我们被恢复
？Is that we will what go one day he comes back and we go to heaven?
是不是他会再来，我们就上天堂就好了
？Brothers, it's more than that.
弟兄姐妹们，比这更多。
If we are not transformed,
如果我们不被改变的话
，If we are not changed,
如果我们不有一些。里面被更改的话。
One day, if we go to heaven in that kind of situation, we had a big problem.
弟兄姐妹，有一天我们上天之后会有一个很大的问题。
Brother and sister, He wants to lead us in the path of righteousness.
弟兄姐妹们，主要领我们走在这条义路上。
In other words, God is not interested in us being where we are.
或者换一句话说，神不在乎我们今天在哪里。
God is interested in us becoming who He is.
他所在乎的是让我们成为他所是。
In other words, he wants us to be like him.
或者说，他让我们来像他。
That's why all this restoration.
所以所有这些恢复的
工作。All this putting back in the position where you need to be.
所有这些把我们恢复到原来的地位。
Had one goal in God's mind.
在神的心里面有一个目的。
That we will be like him.
就是我们可以像他。
And when we are like him.
当我们像他的时候。
Then we, God is glorified.
神就可以得荣耀。
You know, God is excited.
神就可以非常的兴奋。
Because he will see this person, look at this person before, and look at this person after.
因为当神看到这个人原来的情况，再看到这个人现在。
After all the chastisement,
当这些所有的经历之后。
After all the correction,
当这些所有的更正之后。
After all the healing,
当这些所有的治疗之后。
After putting him back on his feet,
当他恢复了他的地位之后。
He just like the shepherd.
他就像一个牧者。
Hey, you brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
You know, after the sheep has been restored to start to walk,
当这个羊被恢复开始行走的时候。
You know, there will be a great change in that sheep.
在这个羊里面会有一个极大的改变。
Before the sheep wants to get away from the shepherd and do his thing.
以前这个羊可能总是离开牧者做他自己的事。
But after all this discipline,
当这些所有的管教之后。
This sheep will stay so close with the shepherd and will not let the shepherd go.
这个羊最后会跟着这个牧者非常的紧 羊这个牧者去哪里，羊就去哪里。
To such an extent, he became an example to all other sheep to follow the shepherd like he followed the shepherd.
甚至他可以成为其他羊的榜样，像他那样来跟随这个牧者。
Oh, that we might be like him, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，所以我们可以像他。
But after that, for what purpose?
但是在这个之后是什么样的旨意
？For his name's sake.
是为着他的名。
Brothers and sisters, for his name's sake.
弟兄姐妹们，是为着他自己的
名。We are not here just to have a good behavior.
今天我们不是说有个好行为就好了。
That people may praise us.
然后其他人可以称赞我们。
All our conduct is altogether for his name's sake.
所有我们的好行为都是为着让他。为让他的名可以得称
赞。In other words,
换一句话
the conduct and the behavior and the living of the brothers and sisters or the saints has altogether a lot to do with what the reputation of God's name.
或者说我们的所有的行为，我们所有的这些好的行为，还有我们的生活，都是为着他的名，他的名声。
Brothers and sisters, when we misbehave,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们做错事之后
，We cause the reputation of God to go down.
我们让神的名声下降。
Brothers and sisters, we have a big responsibility.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的责任非常的重。
We are here for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们今天是为耶稣做见证。
Not only in word, but also in deed.
不光是用我们的话，是用我们的行为。
That's why he said, "Be holy, for I am holy."
所以他说，你们要圣洁，像我圣洁一
样。When people see us,
当人看到我们的
时候 people wants to see Jesus coming out of us. People will say this group of people is different.
这些人会说这一群人不一样。
Not only because of good behavior.
不光他们的行为是好的。
Because there is person in them.
因为在他们里面有一个人。
Transforming their soul.
在那里改变，让他们的魂可以改变。
Becoming godlike.
他们就像神一样。
Praise the Lord.
我们赞美神。
When we live to that extent.
当我们活到这样的光景的时候。
Then God is glorified.
神得荣耀。
May the Lord have mercy on us. Time's up.
愿意神来怜悯我们，因为时间到了。
I hope that the Lord continues to speak in our hearts.
我们愿意神继续对我们的心说话。
The Lord is our shepherd; we shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主啊，我们今天感谢你对着我们的话语。
Thank you. You are the one who loves us to the end.
你是那个你是那爱我们到底的神。
Oh, your rod and your staff, you comfort us.
因为你的杖、你的竿都来引领我们。
Oh, you only had one thing in mind.
你心中只有这一个意念。
Oh, that we might be restored back to you.
就是我们可以被恢复回到你面
前。Oh, that we might be like you.
我们可以像你。
Lord, until that day when we see you.
直到有一天我们可以见你面对面。
Lord, let your word continue to work in our hearts.
愿意你的话继续在我们心里面来做工。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.